The Castle of Adventure by Enid Blyton. The recording of this book has been sponsored by the Clubs of Rotary International District 1170 in Devon. Rotarians work tirelessly in their community to help those less fortunate.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Enid Blyton, who died in 1968, is one of the most successful children's authors of all time. She wrote over 700 books, which have been translated into more than 40 languages and have sold more than 400 million copies around the world. Enid Blyton's stories of magic, adventure and friendship continue to enchant children the world over. Enid Blyton's beloved works include The Famous Five, Mallory Towers, The Faraway Tree, and the Adventure Series. Chapter 1. Now for the Holidays. Two girls sat on a window seat in their school study. One had red wavy hair and so many freckles that it was impossible to count them. The other had dark hair that stuck up in front in an amusing tuft. "One more day and then the holes begin," said red-haired Lucy Ann, looking at Dinah out of curious green eyes. "I'm longing to see Jack again. A whole term is an awfully long time to be away from him." "Well, I don't mind being away from my brother," said Dinah with a laugh. "Philip's not bad, but he does make me wild, always bringing in those awful animals and insects of his." "It's a good thing there's only one day between our breaking up days," said Lucy Ann. "We shall be home first, and we can have a look round. And then the next day we shall meet the boys. Hurrah!" "I wonder what this place is like that Mother has taken for the holes," said Dinah. "I'll get out her letter and read it again."